Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sidyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Referring to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, what's the reason the Mishnah mentions the Shita of a Yachid? We don't paskin like a Yachid against the Rabbim. So you told me, because in case of Bezdin, paskins that way. One Bezdin decides to paskin like the Yachid, the Rambam learns it means the Sanhedrin. No other Bezdin can be Mevatlet unless they're Godl Mimenu B'chachma B'minyan. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kain, if that's the reason, Lama Maskirin Divri HaYachid Bein HaMerubin Levat Tola. Why do we mention the Shita of an individual Tana when no Bezdin ever paskin that way? I have to know that if a Bezdin passes like a Yachid, you can't be Mevatl their words. But no Bezdin ever paskin that way. And the Tosfos Yom Tov asks, what do you mean no Bezdin ever paskin that way? Maybe one day a Bezdin will paskin that way based on a Shita of a Yachid. How do we know what's going to be? What's Rabbi Yehuda's Kasha? So the Tosfos Yom Tov answers, let's say the Chachamim make a takana, and all of Klal Yisrael accepts the takana. Once that happens, it can't be changed. No Bezdin can go with the Shita of a Yachid and change something, a takana, that all of Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves. Now, if it's that type of a halacha, so what do you have to mention the words of the Yachid for? No one can pass them that way anyway. So again, Amar Rabbi Yehuda im Kain, if the whole thing is, we mention the Yachid because if a Bezdin paskins like the Yachid, no other Bezdin can be mevatel their words unless they're Godl mimenu b'chachmo b'minyan. But lama maskirin divrei ha-Yachid bein ha-merubin levatala, why do we mention the sheet of a single Tana along with the sheet of the majority when we know no one can paskin like that Yachid? All of Klal Yisrael already accepted like the Rabbim. And the answer is, suppose someone's going to come along and say, I don't understand why everyone is doing it this way. I have a Kabbalah for my Rebbeim. We should do things differently. We can say to him, oh, Kedivri ish plaini, Shemata. The halacha you heard is the opinion of such and such Tana. But the Rabbim disagreed with him. And no one ever challenged it. And all Klal Yisrael accepted it. So maybe you, Taka, heard it. We believe you. One Tana held that way. But under these circumstances, we don't paskin this way. See, if we didn't mention the sheet of the Yachid, this person, who's obviously a trusted person, claims it's a mistake. We'll think maybe it's a mistake. Maybe the Rabbim Taka paskin differently. But now we know where the mistake is coming from. It's coming from the fact that the Taka was such a sheet that we believe you. But he was only a Das Yachid. We don't paskin Yachid keneged a Rabbim. You know, the Gemara tells us in the Masechtas Bava Metzia, there was a machlekes about a certain oven that was like cut up, and they put sand between one part and the other. Rabbi Eliezer held that it's tahar. Rabbi Chachamim held it was tame. Rabbi Eliezer tried to say that the halacha is like him. And the Chachamim said, no, the halacha is like the Rabbim. So Rabbi Eliezer said, let this carob tree prove that the halacha is like me. And suddenly this carob tree, boom, ripped out of the ground, 100 amos. Some say 400 amos. The Chazal weren't impressed. They said, we don't bring rayas from trees. So Rabbi Eliezer said to them, if the Allah is like me, amos hamayim yechichu. And suddenly this canal of water rushing in one direction, screeched to a stop, started going the other direction. Actually, the Gemara just says it started going in the other direction. I'm not sure how it screeched, but Lemaisa, the water suddenly started going in the other direction. And the Chachamim said, we're not impressed. We don't bring raya from the way waters flow. Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, the walls of the Beis Medrash should show I'm right. And the walls of the Beis Medrash started to fall. So Rabbi Yeshua yelled at the walls. He said, it's not your concern. Don't mix in. So because of the covet of Rabbi Yeshua, the walls didn't cave in. But because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer, they didn't straighten out. It remained crooked. So Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, Min HaShemayim Yechichu, and Abbaskar, a heavenly voice, rang out from Shemayim, and said, what do you want from Rabbi Eliezer? The halacha is like him. And Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, Loi B'Shemayim, the Torah is not in Shemayim. The Torah was given in Har Sinai, in Ein Anu Mashgichim Bebaskar. The Torah says, Achrei Rabbim Lahatois. And the Gemara says, Rav Nosson found Eliyoy HaNavi then. And he asked him, "My Ovid Kucha Berichu Behu Shaita? Maybe Hashem is upset. Look, Hashem made all these miracles and moved them, and still they didn't listen to Rabbi Eliezer." Eliyahu said, "No, Amalei Kachayich. Hashem is Kaviyachal happy, literally smiling." He says, "Nitzachuni banai, nitzachuni banai." This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear. The Klal Yisrael goes with a Masorah. We don't pass them by Nisim or miracles. We learn Torah with Siyata D'Shemayah. We're Mekabel from our Rebbeim. And if the Rabbim pass in one way, then Allah is like the Rabbim.